basically people who are self-determined will, know their interests, skills, and limits, will act on that information, will develop a plan, implement the plan, evaluate their process, change sections of their plan that needs to be changed, and then take action on that. So that fits perfectly into what we do in special education and the whole IEP process. It's a real natural fit with what we do in special education. We teach kids to apply those skills both through their IEP and then in a more directed way on particular goals that they want to obtain in their life, whether it be a school goal or a personal goal. What we now know is that when kids get actively involved in their IEP meeting, their levels of self-determination increase. And we now know that when people are more self-determined, they do better both in school and better outside of school. Self-determination then becomes the engine that drives transition education practices. It is what we teach students to do when they're in school. So many times people just equate transition with employment. But way before kids are eligible to get a job or before they become old enough to have a job, there's a lot of critical skills that they can learn in school and at home to prepare them not only for doing better in high school, but also for life after high school. And a lot of that comes back to teaching them to be self-determined.